This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Have you guys been getting swept up in the egg drama that is capturing the country?
Excellent discussion, Cakes.
Thank you.
I have not.
Here's a headline. Trader Joe's and Costco place purchase limit on eggs after viral videos show hoarding. People are hoarding eggs.
Because the prices have gone up a lot.
Prices have gone up because of the avian flu. Like if a batch of chickens gets the flu, they have to euthanize
them.
It's
funny. Yeah. I don't think they have to, because I don't think you can get the avian flu from eating chicken. You cook the chicken.
I don't know all the details.
It's crazy.
All I know is when I walk into Safeway, there used to be 12 to 16 feet of just nothing but eggs. Yeah. And now it's mostly empty space.
Mm. You know what? Eggs aren't even that good anyway.
Oh, yes,
I'm fine.
They're pretty good.
They're fantastic.
I just like eggs.
Steak.
I bought 18 eggs at Safeway last week. 18. Dozen and
I have
half.
No concept of price.
Now,
You're telling me it's going to be high.
Well, a year or two ago, a dozen and a half eggs probably cost
four or five bucks,
maybe.
What's it now?
$10 now.
$8.79.
So it's doubled.
Now, at my Giant, I paid for 18 eggs, $12.49.
Really? Did you get the cheapest ones, or did you get the farm raised?
No, I get the cheapest. Yeah, the hurt things.
Somebody stole 100,000 eggs from the back of like a trailer somewhere in Pennsylvania like last week. I mean, the eggs are hot, baby.
Egg heist.
They're hot.
All right, what are you using your eggs for? Because I think I could do without
mostly
eggs.
Mostly for breakfast, like if I want to make eggs for
the weekend. I don't
really
eat eggs if I eat breakfast.
That's my go-to.
If I eat breakfast on the weekends, I'm a cereal guy.
Cereal has its merits, but if I don't have to eat here, if I'm at home, I like making me some two or three eggs, some bacon, maybe a half a bagel. That's a delicious breakfast.
Well, what I sleep on, and Cakes and I discussed this just before we jumped on, is I don't really know how many things that I buy have eggs in them.
Okay.
And Cakes brought out our eggs and cookies. It's like, but I'm not sure.
I'm not 100% sure. I know they're in
If
you eat a cake, 100% chance a cake has eggs in it.
I don't think a cookie does.
I think it's
probably not.
I think it's relatively temporary. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
And they're eggs. They're not that great.
Yeah, they are. They're very good.
Dude, you know,
could I live without them? Of course.
You could live without them.
I could live.
It was nothing.
The only thing I can't live without is air and water.
Why do you sleep on...
Eggs are really
over
good.
Easy eggs, and then you dip some toast or bagel.
How often are you... Because I know you're not eating eggs.
So
5
good.
Days a week, I know you're not eating eggs. You're not eating eggs Monday through Friday. 0% chance. Because you're here.
If we get a McDonald's breakfast sandwich, there's eggs on the sandwich.
That's not true, because if I go home, even though if it's 11 o'clock, I might make some scrambled eggs. Or I might stop by McDonald's and get a egg and cheese sandwich.
Of course you would.
So
do that.
I would probably say I eat eggs 2 or 3 times a week.
I might eat
eggs. That's a solid number.
Once a month?
Oh, I eat eggs way more often
once
than
a year. I don't even care about eggs.
Once a year? All right.
Well, she likes eggs.
Well,
she hard
don't
boils
care.
Eggs all the time, and that's what she snacks on. Hard
I
boiled
am pro
eggs.
Egg. Pro egg.
I mean, they're just so neutral.
I like
them. They're not bad, but they're not extraordinary.
I'm
they're
with just, you.
No, I'm not saying they're extraordinary. You know what? You know what's staple? They're good.
It's never that great when you have to trumpet it by bringing up a side. Like Cakes says, you know how good it is when you use toast to put it in it, but just eat the eggs. Man.
Okay, hey, I mean,
scrambled eggs. A lot of people eat just scrambled eggs.
No, nobody just eats a plate of scrambled eggs. You have scrambled eggs with like an
bacon.
English muffin or toast or hash browns. I mean, what kind of alien are you? You think you just eat the plate of eggs with nothing with it? Nobody does.
I think
that.
Cereal.
No, but my point is, I think EB's
boring.
Right. It's neutral.
Cereal's just
cereal's
boring.
Generally boring. I'm with you.
It's just boring.
Unless it's really sugary.
Those sweet cereal are incredible.
Lucky Charms.
If there were no consequences.
I mean, I eat it, but it's
boring
to me.
I would eat sugared cereal
Cinnamon
all
Toast
day, every
Crunch,
day.
How good that is.
Fruit Loops.
Golden Grahams.
Oh, Golden,
Apple Jacks.
That might be my one cereal.
I actually like a good Raisin Bran, the ones that are kind of tricked
up with
sugar.
You know why you love it? Because it's all sugar.
Yeah.
You know how much look how much sugar is in Raisin Bran.
I get it.
Take one of the raisins and look at it, and all it's just plastered in sugar.
Yeah, I'm with EB. I've got a sweet tooth.
Yeah,
and I'd
so
rather
good.
Have that than a neutral food like an egg.
Right.
An egg is very neutral.
You're right. Oh, you're all over it.
It's not bad.
And just
a
strawberry
salt
and pepper.
If I go to just have breakfast, if I go to a brunch place, and I'm pretty much a robot, I'll get French toast or some variation of French toast because I very rarely have it. They'll usually have, you know, eggs on the side.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Right.
It's a fine side.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying eggs are filet mignon or a great plate of sushi. They're not on that level. It's a standard, solid, foundational food is what it is.
Drab, I could see you desperate to
well,
chime
it's just,
in.
I'm just backtracking to you guys pondering if they put eggs in chocolate chip cookies. I mean, did you guys have a childhood? Have you
I told Cakes I didn't think
never
so.
Never baked cookies.
Usually,
no.
I mean,
I only have the kinds which are pre-made.
My daughter bakes stuff a lot, and I know she's made cookies before. I don't know whether she puts eggs
I'm
in
sure
there.
Anything can be, it can be done without eggs.
Yeah.
There's ways around it, but of course, eggs, flour,
eggs are,
sugar,
by the way, there's,
chip cookies.
There's eggs in, he loves French toast. There's eggs in
everything.
All French
it's
toast.
It's literally in everything.
And you eat
brownies.
Eggs every time you eat French
brownies.
Toast.
You know what's in a brownie?
Great point.
Eggs.
Okay, you're the one that asked the question because you weren't sure.
I wasn't
now,
sure.
Now you're training you. Like, you said, he's the one who said, he goes, eggs and brownies?
And by the way,
no, I said, are they in cookies?
I want someone, hold on, for JP who's killing eggs, I want someone to bring in an eggless French toast and a French toast with eggs. And did you tell me which tastes better?
Of course.
And I guarantee you like the eggs better.
You can't even make French toast without eggs.
Right.
How else would you make it?
That's the whole point.
I prefaced it by saying I don't like the eggs just alone.
Okay, but it's in a lot of stuff.
But I'm sure that they're in some foods that I like.
Right, so you got to change your opinion of it. You want eggs.
Yeah, you should be pro-egg.
Yeah, you're affected by it.
And by the way, Bickle, does he like French toast?
I would guess he does.
You know how many times I have French toast? I don't know. Once a year?
Once a year. I don't know when you go to a diner and when you're on, you're in Cornell 45 times a year.
And,
I don't know.
And I, first of all, I'll get like a, I don't know, sausage biscuit or something. I don't know.
You won't have any eggs with a sausage biscuit.
I mean, sure, but it doesn't make it great. It just happens to be in there.
All right. Well, they'll get the bird flu thing
figured out. The birds,
and then the prices will drop.
There's a lot of egg slander going on in here. I don't quite understand.
No, it's just they're overrated. I mean, if you need them for cooking.
I don't know if they're overrated or underrated. I think they just are what they are. They're filling. They're in a lot of things.
But I mean, if there's an egg shortage, no one should be panicked.
No. I didn't
just
panic. But
eat a different protein.
Like a few years ago, when I paid like a regular price for eggs, if I got towards the end of the eggs and there are two or three left and it was like at the expiration date, I would chuck them in the trash and not think twice about it. I'm going to eat all those eggs.
I might tell my wife not to buy eggs as much if they're doubled in price. Okay. But if they go back down to $4 a dozen or $6 a dozen, of course I'm going to buy them.
I would be more panicked if there was a zinger shortage. If I couldn't get the Hostess Zingers.
So would Valdez and I.
Yeah.
There weren't enough Zingers.
I don't even know what Zingers are.
Oh, it's definitely a chocolatey dessert type cake.
They're like a Twinkie with with the frosting film on top.
Oh, so similar to a ho-ho?
Imagine a frosting.
Whatever happened to
ho-hos? And chocolate zingers.
Ho-hos is still around.
No, vanilla zinger is whatever. It's just like a look. Imagine like a Twinkie, but you put frosting on top, and you have the filling inside. And you get three of them instead of two.
I told you, I'm not a Twinkie guy. I think if I've even had Twinkies, it's definitely less than five times in my life.
Twinkies are delicious. I haven't had one in a while, but they are good. Spongy,
did you see that?
I'm a chocolate mark.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the NFL? I guess they have a deal with Uncrustables or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think there's something like they eat more Uncrustables than like anybody in the country.
NFL
like the
players?
NFL players, because they're like in every facility or whatever. Right. And they eat like
so they come
a couple
off the
million
field,
pounds just, of them or whatever.
Crush like five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And supposedly you can eat, the average person can eat 16 Uncrustables a day. And you'd be under your caloric intake, and you could lose weight.
I've never had one.
I've never had one either.
I don't know if I have either, but
maybe we'll have to have an Uncrustable party at some point this week.
I mean, I would just be in heaven.
If I go to the
you ever put an Uncrustable
vending machine
in a microwave?
Here.
I've never had an Uncrustable.
Little because it's frozen, yeah. So you want to just melt it a little bit.
They have Uncrustables here, right? You're buying them all the time.
I think so. Yeah.
I always get the Clif Bar here, but sometimes I'll get a Pop Tart. I'd have a Pop Tart over Uncrustables
Pop-Tart.
Every time.
So good.
Sometimes I'll get the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
Silly.
Well, like we said, I mean, it's not like the egg prices are going to keep skyrocketing. They're not going to be $20 a dozen.
Well, the other thing you could do is. I have actually one or two neighbors that have chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just get your own chicken. if you get two chickens, two eggs every day, like
pretty good
work, low maintenance.
I'll go out and see my guy Mikey and grab some eggs from his house.
Yeah.
He's got chickens roaming around.
If you're worried about the, eggs, an egg shortage, buy a couple chickens. And I think all you got to do is just get some sort of like
a coop,
and not even a coop, just some sort of wire thing. Keep them locked in. Keep the animals, the wild animals, away from them.
Fox come grab your chicken in a heartbeat.
I have a fox in my backyard. Occasionally.
Oh yeah, it would eat that chicken in 5 seconds flat.
Can't tell you how many times my dad's gone out to his backyard and seen one of his chickens slaughtered.
Oh, really? How many chickens does your dad have?
They average about five.
My daughter, my youngest, was in charge of this Asian lady up the street. She's kind of she had a bunch of chickens in her backyard. She has a beautiful house, and it's kind of like, it got weird. There's like animals. You know what I mean? Like, she's not taking care of everything.
Chicken.
She has like a chicken thing with wires or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my daughter was there. Her job was to feed the chickens while they went on vacation. One time she forgot to close the thing or whatever.
Uh-oh.
All slaughtered. All
they escaped.
Oh, no. They got pummeled.
I know, but they got out first
fault?
Or somebody got in
oh,
there.
Oh, I think somebody got in.
That was your daughter's fault.
Her fault.
Oh.
That's her fault.
Was she distraught?
Did she ask for her pay?
Never asked her back.
Did she still get paid?
Ate the chickens. The chickens got pummeled.
Did she still get her money?
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
Chicken.
If you're in charge of watching somebody's chickens and they come home and they're all dead, you don't get paid.
If your chickens got eaten.
Chicken.
You were trusted to lock the gate.
Yeah, you get 0 stars.
And
your Yelp rating goes way down.
Yeah, you get freaking fired. Yeah.
It's not great for you.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Didn't really work out. Well, I know this. I set up a Valentine's Day dinner for Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm not ordering eggs.
Well, who orders eggs dinner?
Well, you I mean, can
now
if you're
now
so
you're being weird. Now you're just being bizarre.
I'll tell you what. You guys are making me hungry. I'm going to get an egg sandwich.
I think it's a great idea. All right. When we come back, we'll be joined by Adam Kaplan, Sirius XM NFL radio host. He also hosts the Inside the Birds podcast. He's probably pretty pumped about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. We'll talk to him about that and more next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.